Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey fam, taking another look at the traffic for you this morning. Start with those freeways. The southbound run on the Mitchell, it's getting busy at the top end there. Ocean Reef Road through to Whitfords Ave, Reed Highway, and now Cedric Street through to Hutton Street and then Vincent Street just before the CBD. The northbound run on the Kwinana is still slow around the bottom there, around Mortimer Road, then Berrigan Drive Merge Point, Leach Highway through to Cranford Avenue and Canning Highway as well. And just the one metro hotspot to be aware of, Tongan Highway southbound from Banara Road through to Collier Road in Bayswater. So please drive safely, and that's the latest from Main Road.
Thank you, Callum. Okay, guys, exciting thing happened on the weekend. Football happened.
Yes,
you know, football happened.
And Dockers.
And the Dockers won.
And they were first on the ladder for a period of time. Very exciting.
I hope you enjoyed that 12 hours.
I did.
It would have been. It's very exciting. When was the last... I had a question before we get into what we're actually talking about.
Yeah.
I was looking at the game and going, oh man, they're going to win by 100 here. Mm. And I couldn't remember the last time the Dockers would have won by 100, because it would have been a while ago.
Yeah, I think they had one. They had a really good one a few years back.
They had a
but
good
I can't
win.
Remember.
They had a good one.
But I'm very excited.
All right, let's go. We're here to talk.
Okay, are we talking about the football still?
We're talking about the football, but we're talking about what happened at the football.
Okay.
So at the Dockers game on Friday night. End of the third quarter.
Yes.
Some guy in a purple jersey kicked a goal from the boundary line. Like, literally the end of the third quarter. It's a cracking kick.
Yep.
Then two young hooligans jumped the fence, and they streaked with clothes on. So
thank goodness for that.
Yeah, 100%. Because, I mean, if you're going to streak, put clothes on.
Well, is it called streaking if you're running across the oval with your clothes on?
Good question.
Leon? Is it called streaking? Or is it just called just jumping onto the oval?
Is it just pitch invading? Pitch invading. Okay.
Okay, so pitch invading...
Sorry, we've had a ruling.
Okay.
It's called a pitch invasion. They invaded the pitch.
Right.
So they got on, they ran. One of the kids had a little crack of the ball, kicked it for goal. The other one ran. So one got tackled. And then the other one. It was Nathan O'Driscoll kicked the goal.
Right, yes.
Good job, O'Driscoll. O'Driscoll.
Oh, look at him go.
And so these two young guys run on the field, and one of them gets tackled, then one of them does a little lap and then comes back to where he came from, climbs the fence. And now, if you've been to Optus Stadium, you know it's a high fence.
Yeah, it's not hard.
So
it's
well
not
done.
Easy. Yeah.
No. Sorry, it's got excited.
Woo! That's a bit of a guitar there.
And so he launches up, gets over, the security's chasing him on the field, he jumps up, he's running up the stand, and then some guy in a white business shirt tackles him and holds on to him until the security can get to him. Now.
Okay. Yes.
My point here is, that guy, whatever he's, I'm going to call him Mr. Matthewson.
Mr. Businessman.
Mr. White Shirt.
Yep.
Probably shouldn't have grabbed the guy. I think it's wrong for him to do it. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say, bad bloke. It's a bad bloke move. You should have just let him run. It's not your job. Are you a security? Are you an off? You know, no, you're not. Let him run.
Okay. Well, I object to your assumption that he has no place to take hold of that hooligan.
He's underage.
He doesn't know that when he goes to grab him.
Well, now that's bringing up a whole different argument, isn't it?
No, but look, he was doing a citizen's arrest.
This is not Hollywood.
It's a citizen's arrest. He's holding on to help the security get the kid that's supposed to be into trouble. Because if you don't give them consequences, they'll never learn.
Yeah, but then are you going to walk up to someone else's kid and give them consequences? No, don't be that parent, okay? All right, look, I need help here. I think that it's a bad bloke thing to do. I think you let the little guy run off and let security get to him.
Let security do their
job. Because that's impressive what he did. Purely from an athletic feat, you know?
True,
well done.
True. And I'm saying, well, he did a citizen's arrest. He was actually helping the security.
All right, that's it. Oh. We're throwing it to the jury,
all right,
the family.
What do you think?
All right, so give us a call, 93130985, and we're going to give you something. You got a little chance to win. For your chance to win a double pass to station sponsor, Operation Mincemeat. starring Colin Firth, based on a 1943 true story of two British intelligence officers and their plan to trick the Nazis. Ha ha! This factual story is far stranger than fiction, and it blah, blah, blah. It sounds really interesting. I want to get back to what we're talking about. Rated M in cinemas May 12th. Give us a call, 93130985, for your chance to win those tickets.
Are you for or against Mr. Whiteshirt holding the hooligan that pitched invaded?
Yeah, he's the bad
on
guy.
Friday night.
All right, let's get back to the court case. I'm just really like into court cases at the moment. The whole Johnny and Amber thing.
I know, it's fascinating.
Objection,
isn't it?
Hearsay. All right, we got some callers. All right, so before we were talking on Friday night.
Yep.
The Dockers game. The most exciting part of it was
winning. Apart
winning
from
would
that.
Be exciting for you guys. So
did you ever win on the weekend?
We'll talk about it later. Yeah, she got me. Oh, look at you. How does it feel? All right. So these two young fellas pitch invaded or field in arena, whatever, jumped on the field. One of them had a crack at goal and one of them just went for a run. And then one of them got tackled. One of them made it back to the stands and jumped the fence back up, was running up the steps. And old Mr. White Shirt, old white business shirt, old putting his business nose in other people's business shirt, bam, grabbed the young guy before he could make it off. So
and
he held him
until the security came. And you're saying you think he did the wrong thing. I'm saying 100%. I actually think he did the right thing.
Let
but we want to know what the family thinks.
Okay, so we've got on the line, we have Chris from Byford. Good morning, Chris. Chris from Byford. There he is. Hello.
Are you there, Chris?
Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Hello. Good, guys. How are you?
Good.
Very good.
All right, Chris, tell me, what do you think? Should he have grabbed him or should he let him run?
Yeah, completely right, mate. Definitely let him go for a couple of reasons. One, mate, if he can make it, and like you said, clearing that fence, what a legend. Let him get away. He deserves it. Secondly, Kirstie, your argument of citizen's arrest, it's a really murky area, and if you want to lay someone a hand on someone with a citizen's arrest, then you're opening yourself up to a whole pile of litigation if they get injured. So it's something that's really not recommended. And then from the security side of things, I heard in there was an off-duty security guard. Even as an off-duty security guard, and I was a security guard at one stage, you can't lay an arrest without a complainant. So if he's trying to apprehend someone without someone telling him that he's done something wrong and they want him to stop him, he has no legal grounds to stop him.
Wow. But what happens? Like, what
Hang
happens
on,
to
sorry,
everybody?
Sorry, just 1 second, Kirsty.
Well, that's Chris's thoughts.
Thanks, Chris. Thank
that's
you, Chris.
That's Chris's thoughts. But you know what? This is why people do things that they do when there's rules around it. If they don't have consequences, they're just going to keep going and doing stuff.
So
and then everyone would be hooligans running on the oval, and then everyone would be complaining going, why is everyone running on the field? I want to get to the football. Oh, that's right, because you can't do anything about it because you don't want to hurt a little hair on their head. Because they, what's going on, people?
But if 30,000 people do it at the same time, it's fine.
Really?
All right,
exactly.
Back to it. All right, Nicolette. Good morning, Nicolette. The phone's taking just a couple of seconds to come on over. Good morning, Nicolette. Good morning, Nicolette. There we go. See, I had to say it twice and it comes on. Hello, Nicolette. How are you?
Hi, well, and you?
Good, thank you. Okay, what do you think?
What do you think?
I'm 100% on
Kirsty's
side.
Oh, okay.
Let us say.
Well, firstly, because do we really want to breathe that culture of it's not my job? I see that a lot, where people are like, it's not my job, And then, people do get away with things that they shouldn't get away with. Number two, do we want to reinforce the fact that, it's okay to do that, and then next thing, everybody's going to do that? And number three, I bet you several people in that crowd just wanted the game to carry on and get those people off the field. So,
All right. Hey, Nicolette. Yep. Good. I object. Objection. It was actually the three-quarter break, so the game was already paused. Objection. I don't enjoy the idea of the whole, like, oh, that's not my job. But a lot of people shouldn't do other people's jobs. So if everyone's doing the same job, guess what? All the other jobs aren't getting done.
But okay? Then there's a murky area. I know Chris was talking about murky area, but there's a murky area of when should you step forward and do something, or when should you just go, oh, well, I'll use the excuse of... Because there's stuff happens that you go, people should not be sitting there watching this happen and doing nothing.
I think if someone's actions are possibly going to cause harm to someone else, you can step in. But that little young fella his actions had no impact on anyone else.
But what worries
except himself and his shins jumping over that fence.
But what worries me is if security tackle him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he turns around and says, oh, well, Mr. Whiteshirt hurt my foot.
Yep.
So I'm going to sue him. Like, what is going on?
Well, Mr. Whiteshirt shouldn't have touched him.
Well, this is ridiculous.
Bum, bum, bum. All right, we've got a couple of texts as well. Tracy from Rivervale has said, I totally agree. I would have tackled him. Well, guess what, Tracy? You'd be getting sued. Robin in Palmyra said, totally disagree with you, Dan. Mr. Business Shirt was doing his civic duty. Mm. These hooligans were lawbreakers. Don't forget that. Interesting.
Yeah, they were breaking the rules of the stadium, yes.
And then one more text here. Sorry, I don't know who this is from. It says, after getting kicked out of the stadium, I'll sue the white out of Mr. Whiteshirt.
All right, well, it's pretty... Okay, case closed. I reckon we've got a 50-50 there.
Leon, what do you think? Who won that?
Jury's out. All right, wait for the jury. Well, you can keep sending in your thoughts. 0429 985 985. Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.